Assembly 2018 is made possible by Virginia Trial Lawyers Association, lawyers working for fairness in our justice system. Virginia Trial Lawyers Association is proud to have sponsored the General Assembly Report for more than 25 years.
From the state capitol in Richmond, I'm Megan Pauley. Last week, Governor Ralph Northam announced he'd struck a major deal with GOP leaders, raising the felony theft threshold in exchange for restitution reform.
Let me be clear. We want to remain tough on crime in the Commonwealth of Virginia, but it is unjust that a theft of something like a pair of shoes or a phone could send someone to prison with a felony conviction on their record for life.
Right now in Virginia, stealing $200 or more worth of property can get you a felony charge for life and land you in jail for up to 20 years. And over the past several years, many states have raised their thresholds for felony charges. According to 2016 FBI data, the average amount of personal property stolen at one time is just $1 shy of $1,000. The deal between Northam and Virginia's GOP leaders would raise Virginia's felony larceny threshold from $200 to $500. But because the state hasn't raised its threshold since 1980, Jesse Frierson with the NAACP says it should be raised to at least $1,500.
The thought is, again, it's not enough. If $500 passes, it might be another 40 years or so. That's the real fear. Before anything is passed again.
A recent study of over 30 states that did increase those thresholds found that property crime rates didn't increase along with the threshold. Jake Horowitz is with Pew Charitable Trusts, the group that conducted the study. Horowitz says when states fail to increase their thresholds, like in Virginia's case, they're in essence applying the felony punishment to crimes of less and less significance.
Right. If a 10-speed bicycle was stolen in 1980, and due to inflation, that bicycle is now $600, and the threshold's been there this whole time. That was a misdemeanor back in the day. Today, it's a felony.
The ACLU of Virginia, along with several other groups, including the Legal Aid Justice Center and Justice Forward, agree the threshold in Virginia needs to be raised. But what they don't support is the deal reached regarding changes to how the state enforces collection of restitution. Claire Guthrie Gastanaga is executive director for the ACLU of Virginia.
So we're really, when you factor in inflation, we're going backwards, not forward. And we shouldn't be doing that unless we got a really good deal.
Republican
right?
Delegate Rob Bell has been a leading voice of opposition when it comes to raising the larceny threshold. As part of the bipartisan compromise, Bell is seeking additional measures to hold those convicted of larceny accountable for paying back what they owe to victims.
The restitution collection system in Virginia is and has been a disgrace.
Bell has proposed funding for two positions dedicated to tracking down victims to better ensure they receive the money they're owed. But Virginia Secretary of Public Safety and Homeland Security Brian Moran says the majority of negotiations between he and Bell centered on how the courts should enforce restitution payments.
Now, these are individuals who have done well on probation. The only outstanding debt they have is the restitution.
One of Delegate Bell's bills would add an extra court hearing solely focused on unpaid restitution for this group. Moran says language in the bill gives the judge discretion on how to hold the defendant accountable.
Still has not paid restitution. The judge can then make a determination right there whether or not this person will ever be able to pay restitution. Do they have the ability to pay? And if the judge determines they don't have the ability to pay, he can just end the proceedings right then.
But the judge can also send the individual to jail for 60 days for failure to pay. That's one reason why Gastanaga says the ACLU of Virginia doesn't support the deal.
So anything that looks like, walks like, talks like a debtor's prison, we're just not going to be able to support.
But that doesn't mean she's against the concept of restitution.
And so, you know, ideally, you want somebody who owes restitution to have a job. You don't want them in jail. You want them in a job. You want them earning money, and you want them using some of that money to the extent that they can do so relative to the basic living expenses all of us have. You want some of that money paid back to the people that they injured or hurt or stole from.
Gastañaga would just like to see restitution handled a different way, like other civil debts. Megan Pauley, WCVE News, Capitol Square.